And merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we recognize that Jesus is the door. Lord, give us discernment on when the door is open and when the door is closed, but Lord, also we pray for renewed energy and for your Holy Spirit to give us a sense of moving forward in faith, to trust that our position is secure in heaven, that our position is secure even in the kingdom that has come now. So Lord, we pray for those opportunities that we can share Jesus, those frontier places in our community that don't know a Bible story, that don't know anything about Jesus, that struggle with the concepts of love and peace and grace and forgiveness. Lord, open up conversations so that we can share Jesus, so that others can then share Jesus too, and more people can know about him. Lord, this evening we also have concerns on our hearts. Those concerns are situations, people, and things only known actually to you, and we can't even put words to them. So in this moment of silence, we uplift those silent matters on our heart, but also those names and concerns vocally with our mouths that we want you to hear. Mal. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.